Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136.
From real estate to real life and everything in between, The Brad Wiseman Show. And now, your host, Brad Wiseman.
All right. Oh, it's that time of the month. Pete is in the studio. We are here to talk about what's going on in the real estate market like we do every single month. And what is it? Is it the second Thursday or third Thursday? I don't even know what day it is.
I don't know. We should start calling it a cycle.
Yeah, cycle. There we go. I'm going to call it something. But no, if you only could hear the conversations that we have here in the studio before we start, it's a lot of times about all kinds of topics. But one of the topics we brought up, and it was interesting, was the grocery store.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with real estate. But, you know, we look at everything going up. Everybody talks about real estate going up. But let's talk about it. Seriously, there's a lot of stuff going up. And the grocery thing is just what blows my mind.
It's unreal.
And you know, you remember the little boxes of cereal that you would get, like the individual ones? Mm-hmm. Those are the real ones now.
Oh, yeah.
They just charge the same price as the big ones.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Like, I don't know what's going on.
You get one Cheerio. It's depressing.
It's terrible. And I love Lucky Charms.
Me too, man. It's my favorite.
My gosh, are they good.
And Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah. They're magically delicious.
That's right.
Do you remember
the discussion when if we talk about real estate and the price increase and stuff like that, and you kind of said, well, what about the grocery store?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, wow.
It's everything.
It's everything, guys. Everything's up.
Well, that's the thing. What I'm saying is we get so much attention because the house is going up. The thing that's different is with a house, you have appreciation. You buy that box of Lucky Charms, you eat it, and it's gone.
And done.
You're done.
Real estate's an investment.
Exactly. Than, so let's talk about some real estate here. One of the things
Lucky Charms is an investment in your middle, though. It's like that.
Oh, I love
it. Well, the reason for that roll, you know.
Yeah. Let's not talk about rolls.
Donut.
That's so good. Speaking of donuts, we have a Duck Donuts nearby too. Which is really nice.
Are they a sponsor?
They're not, but we'll bring them up. I always like small businesses.
No, absolutely.
You know who is a sponsor? And I can talk about them really quickly because I'm really excited. I have my car getting scheduled to at the place called the Detail Shop. It is a car detail place. It's called the Detail Shop. Ethan Lasher is the actual owner of this, and he's sponsoring the show. We have been putting him on some of the Facebook posts and things like that, and I'm really excited because he's going to detail my car.
Wow, that's cool.
He has no idea what he's in store for. You know, I think there's probably French fries under the seat from like the 1970s.
Sure. Smushed.
Yeah. There's odors in there that I'm like, something's dead in here.
Oh, yeah.
Something's definitely dead. Like there's
industrial.
Shout out to Ethan, to the Detail Shop.
Are you bartering him then?
Yeah, I think so. Nice. I think it's what we're going to do. I think he's going to detail my car and we're talking about him.
Good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into real estate. So you said there's 315 homes.
Yeah, man.
They're on the market today.
About an hour ago. Yeah,
and that was under 300 for a little bit.
Yep, it was.
So that's exciting. It's still staying in that. It's got right above 300.
Chugging along.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get over
it. But you know what it is? There's a lot coming on, but they just go off.
They go off
as quickly as they come on.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We're back into this mega multiple offer thing again. You know, I think people got used to the 7%-ish.
Yes.
Which, you know, whenever it drops, people start coming back in, but.
I think we're around 6.75 to 7.25. It kind of goes back and forth. It's just going back and forth.
6.625 today.
And awesome.
So just over between 6.5 and 7. Most people.
It's awesome. All right. Yeah. So it's kind of calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
So it what really else? Has. Let's talk about the other numbers that you have.
Okay.
There.
Well, buyer traffic. You know, we in 2019 it was 126.8. You know, that's we all know what that. I think we all know what that is. It's average showings in a month. And now this is in our multi-list system, which is more regional than Berks County.
Yeah.
In 2023, it was 198.3. So
wow.
And now recently with the interest rates being dropped a little bit, I think it's probably over 200. It's probably in the 206, 208 range, but I haven't seen that stat yet. So I'm sure it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's people re-entering.
Yeah.
They're coming back in.
Absolutely.
And I think it all has to do with, 72% of the people who said they didn't buy a house was because of the interest rate hike. So now those people are on the fence, are coming back in. So that makes sense, right?
Well, and I think what we said before, there's two things that are going to happen that's going to bring the buyers that are on the sidelines back in. One is there's two choices. One, they get used to the rate where it is.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, which would have made it even worse, which the rate goes down to 5%.
Right.
I mean, I think if we had a drop like that or something that went down to lower sixes and high fives, we would definitely be seeing some serious, I mean, it'd be going crazy.
It'll be just right pandemic, post-pandemic activity.
Oh, it'd be crazy. But but what happened now is the people, and I have a buyer just returned a week and a half ago. He had been taking a break. He took a break for basically almost like a year. I've been in touch with him, but for like a year, he just kind of was like, yeah, I'm just going to hold off. He was getting upset about it, you know, getting depressed. And he's back in. And I think it's one of those things where he's realizing this is it. Mm-hmm. He said to me, he goes, I got to buy a house. I'm renting. He said, and every year I keep saying I'm going to buy a house. The prices go up. And he said, now the interest rates were higher at one point. Now they're down a little bit. He's like, I just want to get in before they go back to 8.5 or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's interesting to watch.
We should have all bought houses in 2019. We should have bought 10 of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Because it's 50% increase or something. I forget what it was. I had 58.77% appreciation over the last 5 years.
Hugo did well. He bought one last year.
You were 2023.
Yeah. 23.
Right? Yeah. Well, you got
7%. I'm glad I did. Yeah. My rate was, I think, 7.5, 7.49. But man, I'm glad I did because now it's
You made that up in appreciation one year.
Oh, yeah. He made a good purchase, good investment. And it just shows you, I bet at the time, though, Hugo, did you think, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I should wait until either rates come down or the prices come down or. Well, you know what I mean, when you jumped in,
I have to tell you that I was very well informed by a podcast that I listened to.
A podcast, you said?
Oh, yeah, great! There's another $50
once a month.
That's right.
Okay.
Once a month.
Got it. Yeah.
It wasn't the cooking show.
No, it wasn't the cooking show.
No, it was this one here. Yeah. No, but it's just funny because I'm telling you, people think, "Oh my gosh, I don't want to jump in. I don't want to." You know, but it's not going to change.
It's not going to change.
And what did we just say before we started? We said, this whole seller's market or this situation we're in is not going to change anytime soon.
No, there's no end in sight because, well, we said active 315. That's very low.
Extremely low.
I mean, 1,500 to 2,000 is a balanced market.
Yep.
Everyone knows that.
Yep.
90% of the mortgages that are outstanding out there are under 5%.
Wow.
So people aren't moving.
Nope.
New construction's down 47%. Foreclosures aren't going to happen. Because people would just sell their house and be fine.
Yep.
Right? If that happens, it's another extenuating circumstance. Has to be.
And you know what's amazing? I saw this stat somewhere. I don't know where it was, and I'm not going to be able to find it right now. But that was incredible how the baby boomers are just not moving.
It's the silver tsunami that on. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes. It's going to be more of a slow wave as opposed to a tsunami.
60% of those people want to stay.
Isn't that amazing?
They don't want to move. 60%. Right. Now there's 40% that are going to do something.
And they're okay. But what is happening is years ago, people would either go from their house to either like an assisted living or a community or whatever, something that, like over 55 or any of those things.
Sure.
And what's happening now is people are saying, you know what? I'll do things to my house. I'll bring the laundry up to the first floor. Mm-hmm. I'll put the stair thing in if I need to. They're staying in their homes. They're not moving.
They are. But the grandparent statistic. Do you see the grandparent one?
No, I did not.
This was cool because
you're a grandparent. I'm not.
I am. So that's why it caught my attention.
Sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
No.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. We're grandparents, which is really, really cool. I mean, you know, sorry, kids, but I wish I could have gone right to grandparents, but I guess it doesn't work that way. The percentage of grandparents who move at least 100 miles to get close to their grandkids.
Wow.
The 55 to 64-year-old bracket is 58% are willing to go over 100 miles to get to the grandkids.
Yeah.
So they're moving.
Yep.
And they're the silver tsunami people, mostly. 65 to 74, it's 56%.
That's amazing.
And then 75 plus is 40. So I got, obviously, the older they are, they're not as willing to move.
Gotcha.
That distance.
Yep.
You know, but I just thought that was an interesting statistic.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't
that cool? You know, how many times have you seen in your career? I've seen this a lot where people go, that's it, I'm moving to Florida. And they make the trip to Florida, right? And they're there for 2 years. And then all of a sudden, their kids up here start having kids. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, we're moving back from Florida, you know?
All the time.
Yeah. People just, you know, they want to be around family. And they think, even though it's a 2.5 hour flight, people think, we'll just do the 2.5 hour flight. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same as being able to just be there.
Yeah, because when babies are born, moms like to be there.
Absolutely.
You know, and obviously the grandfathers do too, but the moms like to have their moms with them.
Absolutely.
When they're going through that kind of stuff. You know?
So true. So what else are you seeing out there? What else you got for stats?
What else we got here? Mortgage, you know, we talked about that. Home. Oh, here's a good one. It is so funny how these experts mm-hmm. predict.
Oh, I know. I talked about this before.
And we talked about the interest rate thing, which was really
They're experts, right?
Everybody.
Yep. Nobody's an expert.
No one's an expert. So that's we're just stating stats here.
Yep.
November of 23. The MBAs of the world, NAR, you know, mm-hmm. Small Business mm-hmm. Association, Fannie Freddie, Zillow, Redfin, as a collective, said that home price appreciation for 24 was going to be 1.5%.
Wow.
Okay. And they all still are at the 5.2 million sale thing. Yep. So there's going to be 5 million or so sales in the United States. A month later, that went to 2.17.
They all went up. And they're all like, yeah.
And then the next month, it went to 2.35. Now the latest one that came out, now they're up to 3.27. Mm. And the highest is 5, and the lowest is 2.
Yeah.
At one point, one of them was negative, if you remember.
Yep, I remember that, yep.
I'm going to say it was NAR or something.
I think that was Zillow or something stupid.
Was it?
Yeah.
And the highest
Which I thought was funny because they overprice everything when you do an estimate. Right. You know what I mean? They do this estimate, it's like 20% over what we think it is. But we're saying things are going to go to shit this year. It's just going to be bad. You know what I mean? It's like, what the heck? So
if this holds true, what you and I have been talking about since we've been doing this podcast is 3-4% appreciation is a comfort level.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we might be getting back to that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a little higher. I think it's going to be five-ish.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we were 7.39 here. I think it's going to be five-ish. Yeah. Just my personal
observation. I think so too. I don't think it's going to go crazy this year. And I hope it's not over 5% because then it really starts to become an issue with affordability.
Right.
So then my biggest concern, my biggest worry is actually our federal government trying to come in and make it more affordable for more people.
Right.
When they don't realize that's not the problem. Let's fix the problem. The problem is inventory. Yeah, I mean, exactly. That is 2008. Thank you. I just said that. But, you know, after the State of the Union address, you know, a lot of the things that were said there were about making it more affordable. Yeah. That is not our problem right now.
It's not our problem.
We have plenty of buyers.
You saw that got shot down, right?
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, thank God. I mean, it needed
they
to
tried.
Get shot down.
They
yeah.
tried. And you know what? It can't. That's another perfect. We learned from history, right?
Yeah, late 90s, they made it affordable. Everybody could buy a house.
It was
late 90s. Yep, exactly.
And it took 10 years.
Yep.
Just like my dad predicted that one, too.
10 years later.
It's going to drop, and it did. And so what is it, 2024? So by 2034,
yep.
We've been going through the same thing.
Exactly. Probably even sooner than that.
Probably sooner. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, and I think this is what we got to do. If you're talking to anybody or you want to have some kind of opinion on this, tell any government people that you know, we need to solve the inventory problem or at least help solve that. So we need less red tape.
Yep.
We need to loosen up the reins on some of the requirements for building, and for development.
We got
to
build.
Yep. Exactly. We got to build unless we're all going to stop having babies. Right. But I don't think that's a choice that we're going to have. Or if we're going to close everything up that nobody else can come in.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? Yeah. So either way, you know, we got to figure this out.
Yep.
We need inventory, right, Hugo?
That's right.
All right. See, even Hugo agrees.
Speaking of having babies. Right?
Yeah, speaking of having babies, holy crap. Not anymore.
But listen, you got to hear this stat, dude.
Before What's the stat?
Before we end this one, I came up with an old Keeping Current Matters, first quarter of 1991.
Oh, boy.
You guys got to hear this. To the second quarter of 2023. I couldn't find anything more up to date.
Okay. So from 1991 to 2023.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Okay. The national appreciation rate.
Yeah.
Was 306.43%.
300 and what?
306.
Wow.
That's triple. Your home tripled in value.
Wow, that's incredible.
Okay. Now, the last 5 years here, we just said
that's an average.
That is national average.
Average.
In PA, New Jersey, New York.
Yes.
That region was 250.
Wow.
That region.
So we're lower. Okay. We're a little lower average.
Well, you got those short points and stuff.
Yep, absolutely.
And that took amazing.
Second homes and things.
Yeah, Boston.
Yeah,
think about that. But last 5 years here locally was 58.77%. If you bought in 2019, you gained almost 60% appreciation.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I just had to say that.
That's amazing.
That is a staggering statistic.
It is. It really is. Yeah. Holy mackerel.
So is buying a home a safe investment?
I think so. Here's the thing. What can buyers do today to make their offer stand out or to be a better buyer? What can we do? We've talked about this a couple of times, but maybe we should reiterate what they can do to become a better buyer in order to have the best chance of winning the offer.
Right. Not just because we're realtors, but they should have a realtor professional help
Absolutely.
Them. Absolutely. Because it is not an easy game.
Not right now.
And so you try to do this on your own would be crazy.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Have a trusted advisor with you first. That's the first thing. Second thing is obviously get the pre-approval.
Yep.
And make sure your credit is stellar. Get a good pre-approval letter.
And from a strong lender. Pre-approval. I've been talking.
A strong one. Yeah.
And
local.
Yeah, local. Absolutely. And everybody thinks that we're crazy when we say that. We're not trying to, but a local pre-approval is so important.
It's important.
Because as soon as a listing agent or somebody representing a seller, if I see something come in, and nothing against Rocket Mortgage or any of these places, but if I see something come in with that, do they do a good job? Yes, actually Rocket Mortgage does a great job. Sure. They really do. For an online company, they do a great job.
Yeah.
But the problem is when stuff starts to hit the wall and things are going bad, those guys are not around.
No,
you know, whereas I can sit down and talk to a local lender and say, okay, this is where we are. How are we getting out of this? Or what are we going to do to solve this problem?
Yeah.
Because things just don't go smooth like everybody thinks. Sometimes there's little bumps in the road, and it's all about having the right connections, right relationships in order to get it to the settlement table.
Sure.
I think that's important. And I think, when we talk about a good pre-approval, you know, I just said this the other day to a buyer. They got that Rocket Mortgage, and it even said on there that their income was not verified, the expenses were not verified. That's not a pre-approval. That's you just saying, here's what I make, here's what I spend.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's easy.
Yeah, we need somebody to look at the documentation. Well,
and some lenders give a full underwritten
loan. Absolutely. I love those.
The only thing they're waiting for is appraisal.
That's right.
And love them. I recommend it.
Absolutely.
I mean, not every lender does it, but
absolutely.
We have a list that does, and
so that's a good. So basically, the one is work with a good advisor,
a good realtor.
And the other one is make sure you work with a great lender,
good pre-approval letter,
absolutely.
And then there, you got negotiation things you got to talk about.
Absolutely,
are you going to pay both transfer taxes? Are you going to waive inspections? These are all things you need to consider, maybe.
And also, your realtor just picking up the phone and talking to the other agent.
It's a relationship with other realtors.
Yeah, say, hey, what is your seller looking for? Yeah. What settlement date? Do they want to do a rent back? Do they want to do all those things?
So all those things.
Got to be creative. Got to look at things.
Yeah. And maybe expand your search parameters, maybe.
That's a definite one. Yeah. And location, we see a lot of people doing that.
Yep. Location.
And absolutely.
Type, like maybe you want to consider a condo versus a single. That kind of stuff.
It's amazing how many people say, I'm never going to live in anything like a condo or a townhouse. All of a sudden they look at properties and all the single homes look like crap. And they're like, oh, we think we might do a semi. We're thinking about the semi now. It's a possibility. So, hey, you know what? This show's over.
Okay.
This is it.
It was good being with you.
Are you going to come back next month?
If you have me.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have him back. What do you think, Hugo? I think he's welcome back.
The next cycle.
The next cycle. That's right. The next cycle. It's exactly right. All right, Pete. Thanks for being here, man. I appreciate it. All right. There you go. Pete Heim. He's back. Whether you like him or not, he's back in the hot seat. We'll have him back again next month. Thanks for watching the show. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, pretty much anywhere you want to find us. You will find us. All right. We'll see you again next Thursday at 7 p.m.